Hi there, I'm Seth Juarez. Welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm here with a special guest. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do, my friend?
Hi, my name is Alan Yu, and I'm on the SQL Server Tools team. And currently, we're working on a tool such as SQL Server Management Studio, which are all these things to help use SQL Server 2017, which just got released.
Fantastic. Now, I've been using SQL Server Management Studio since the dawn of time. So I understand that there's some new features in there that are going to make my life easier. Why don't you talk about them briefly, and then maybe we'll get into one.
Right. So for the next release, it will be SSMS 17.3. And there are two key features that will be released on top of other bug fixes. And one of them is the import flat file wizard. And the other one is the X-Event profiler. And is there one that...
Let's start with a short description of what each one of them is, and then okay. Maybe we'll do a demo of one of them.
Okay, sounds good. The import flat file wizard is a tool that allows developers to have a lot easier time to import exactly flat files, which are .csv or .txt files. And the X-Event profiler is basically to quickly generate a live view of extended events that occur in a certain session for SSMS.
I see. So for example, like if I have a web server that's just dumping out log files, it's like CSV, you've made it a lot easier for me to import.
Yes.
What was it like before? Because I haven't done this in a long time.
Well, the old wizard is an import and export wizard, and that's been used for a very long time. Uh-huh. And the problem with that, even though it's a very powerful tool, is that there's just so many different fields and that you have to configure and have to have all this specialized domain knowledge for. Mm-hmm. However, if you just want to simply convert a single text or CSV file over into a SQL database, uh-huh. you don't necessarily need to have all this information. So we basically want to help the user to streamline the experience as much as possible.
I see. And so the other one, the X profiler, you said it's X profiler?
X event profiler.
X event profiler. Extended events is a new thing that was added into some of our tool chains. What are some of the events that you get out of that, and why is it kind of an important feature now?
Well, one of the most important things for tracking extended events is that you want to be able to trace it. And the old architecture didn't allow you as much flexibility. And with extended events, they're iterated upon in each release. So by updating the architecture, by switching over to extended events, we're able to track all these events in a more efficient way.
I see. And so what is it that we're looking at in SSMS? What's the feature that was added? Because extended events have been there for a little bit, and we've been adding more things to output into extended events. But what is it in SSMS that I want to look for when the new one comes out?
Well, it's going to be very visible. As soon as you log into your database, you'll see the X event profiler there. And then you could just quickly click with a press of a button. You can see a live view of all the extended events that are being generated. And that is very similar to a SQL Server profiler, but this is all within the SQL SSMS itself.
I see. So we don't need to run profiler anymore. All these events are going to happen. You can see them in SSMS.
Correct.
All right. So I feel like we need to look at it. We've talked about it a lot. What should we look at first?
Okay. For today, I wanted to present the import flat file wizard. Fantastic. Because there's a lot of exciting features with this. So
okay,
to start off, so just to illustrate a basic scenario, you're a user, maybe even a student, and you want to convert a CSV file or text file into a SQL table, but you don't want to deal with all these different configuration fields.
Sure.
So I have two example files for us to look at right here. One is called datastats.txt, and as you can see, this is a tab delimited file, and it's very typical data, just separated by tabs, and
sure.
there's a bunch of headers at the top. And we'll be able to, for both of these text files, we'll walk through the current import experience and see how it looks in the new wizard itself.
Oh, that's cool. Let's do that.
And here's another one. This one's a more complex one. It's actually taken from a Reddit, subreddit. And what's really unique about this one is that there's a single cell multi-line data that's...
And that burns me every time when I have a multi-line cell, right?
Right. And when you try an import wizard, it just does not know how to deal with that.
No.
But the new wizard...
All right, let's see. Let's see
some potential. Okay, so let's pull up SSMS.
Man, like I said, I have been using SSMS since the beginning of SQL Server. And so it's really cool to see the familiar things, and it's also cool to see the new things as well.
Right. So let's go into our database here. And I just simply called it test. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to try to import this file, which is a data agents one.
I remember this one. Yeah, I remember this now. Yeah.
Yep. So we go here, we go to flat file source, and then bam, suddenly there's all this configuration things. Like this one's pretty straightforward. You just find the data stats file. But then you see all these different things. You have to think about like, oh, header rows to skip and delimiters. And there's just all these things that you have to like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of intimidating at the beginning. And if you just kind of like press next here, this isn't what you want. You want it to be all separated out by columns and all that. So it's not very smart here. And then if we wanted to, let me cancel out of that and try this again with the Chelsea file this time.
Which is even worse, if I remember right.
Which is even worse, so much more complicated. And then see here, just generating all these new lines, which is not what you want to do because it's a single cell dealing with multiple lines. So time to show what the new experience
will look like. It's time to show the nice one.
The nice one. So if you just go here, it's right above the current import data. So it's very easy and accessible because this is probably one of the most popular wizards, one of the most used functions on SSMS as well. So now we go here. We have a new updated UI. And this is just the intro page, so you could usually just skip through it. And bam, now here you only have two inputs that you put in. And what's nice is that if you select for data stats here, it automatically generates a table name too. So essentially, it's just a single click. You just select your file, taking some time, and then all of that.
You say it took some time, but I mean, for clarity's sake, for those that are thinking, it took some time. It took him like 2 seconds before I would have had to gone into that file and then like a control F, control R to replace every dumb character that I traditionally have, and so. Like you say, it took a long time, but really it didn't. To be quite fair.
Right. Exactly. So in this view, you don't really do anything. You just look at it and be like, oh, this is pretty. But on the next page, this is where you could actually go and customize stuff. But what's really cool about is that the wizard can also detect the different types. So before, it basically just said these are all strings, and you have to go figure it out for yourself.
And then it broke if it wasn't all strings.
Exactly.
Right?
But it's able to learn the file, the structure of the file, and is able to give you all this. And if there's something that's not quite right at the beginning, you could go through and change it to like a float or just all these different
types
you could select, or change the nullability. Or you know, if you don't want the underscore here, then you can just see, remove that, and then this is where you can all make the little tweaks as you want. So now we click next. This is just some configuration information, and your table's complete. So if we want to confirm that this was actually there,
select star from
stats.
Data stats.
And execute.
There it's coming. There it is.
There we go.
That's amazing.
Right. And so now let's go through the Chelsea one with the unique multi-line.
This is going to have some magic to it. I'm excited.
So we go back here.
It names it properly.
And instantly is able to generate
so
all that.
What does it do with that text, though? Does it like actually make multi-line text inside of the column where it is?
Yes, it is. And we can go look at that, I believe. Let's see. If we hover over, I'm trying to figure out where that was. we can pull it up in the.
That's probably self-text.
Oh, it's probably self-text. Let's go take a look at that.
So we're going over and.
And look
yes,
at that. There's
the
multi-text.
Dang, that's amazing.
Multi-line text. Yeah. Yep. And now we go here. You got all your types. And finished. So now if we change this now to Chelsea FC GitHub.
There it is.
There you go. And let's go to that self text. Okay, well, we saw it in the actual file.
Yeah, there was one of them in there. Yeah. The thing that's cool about this is that, like, a lot of the work that I did when I was importing files, I felt like this feels like computer work that computers should do.
Right.
Why do I need to tell the database that I have all the strings here?
Right.
So are you actually looking and doing an analysis of the entire thing before you're importing it?
Right. So currently, the old wizard was using an older SSIS framework. But with this new tool, we're taking advantage of a framework that was created by Microsoft Research, which is known as the PROS, or Program Research, or Program Synthesis Using Examples. Uh-huh. And what this does is that it analyzes a file, and learns the structures such as delimiters, column names, nullability, and is able to learn that from the first few hundred rows. And then is able, from the first few hundred rows, it's able to apply it to the rest of the file.
I see. So if you're loading up a file that's 10 gigs, for example,
yes,
it's not going to be sitting there thinking until it goes through all 10 gigs. It'll look at a good distribution of them the first couple of hundred or so.
Right. And if there's any problems, like any edge case later on, you can make the small tweaks, such as like the varchars is not completely, if there's like, a larger value later on.
Maybe the width is a little bit longer than the first 100.
Right.
This is amazing because if you don't know this, Azure Machine Learning Workbench also uses PROS to start to detect the same kind of things. And so now we're having this sort of union of like the data space and the AI space as well.
Absolutely. That's the most exciting part because we're going to continue to find applications for this tool and ideally also move it over to PowerShell scripts and just there's all sorts of applications that can come with this.
This is pretty amazing. Where can people go to find out more about this feature?
Learn more about this feature, you can go to the docs page and also just download SSMS 17.3 to try it yourself. And yes, there's on the download page, you can check the release notes to learn more about the features.
So anything else you'd like to add? This is a pretty cool feature.
I feel like everyone should go try out download SSMS 17.3 themselves.
And you can download it now?
Yes, you can download it now.
So fantastic. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We've been learning all about how to import files in a sane way into SQL Server using SSMS, a new brand new feature. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Take care.